The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? We've got Ashley today for Am I Wrong. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Good morning. I'm okay.
Oh, good. You don't sound it at all. It sounds like you're lying to me. Wouldn't be the first time a woman lied to me, but today.
I'm still so upset over this huge fight I had with my friend Lydia yesterday.
Okay, what happened?
Well, it was all over the whole national anthem protest. We were watching the game together, and I guess she didn't know really what was going on, but she just doesn't understand that it's so disrespectful, and, you know, you can't, like, kneel down or ignore the national anthem. It's just, you're disrespecting our flag and everyone who died for it. And my husband is right now overseas fighting for all of our freedom and all of those men and women who were there.
Yeah. So, well, what happened with Lydia? Did she say something about your husband?
No, but she was, like, very, supportive of all of the guys who weren't coming out of the locker room or who were kneeling or, you know, clearly were kind of ignoring the national anthem. And she was like, yeah, you know, more power to you. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're being so insensitive. Like,
right.
I don't know.
And did you point out that your husband was away right now fighting or?
Well, I mean, she knows us.
I'm sure she knows that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, duh.
Yeah.
Right.
I wanted to smack her, which I didn't do.
You didn't smack her? Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, nonviolent protest is what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so let's call Lydia now and find out what her side is.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Lydia?
Yes. Speaking.
Yo, hi, Lydia. How are you? Lydia, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Hey, Lydia.
Wait, from where?
The radio station, 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, yeah. Big Ape.
That's
yeah.
right.
I listen to you guys. Yeah.
Oh yay.
You got
Thank
it.
You. Technically, you know what? It's actually the most listened to radio station in Jacksonville.
Oh, really? Oh, I can understand that. But what's up?
She's like, did you just call to tell me that?
No, I'm sorry. there's more. We also have Ashley, who also listens to it. Your good friend?
Who?
Ashley, say hello so she knows who we're talking about.
Hi, Lydia.
Okay.
She's like,
hey, what's going on?
Hey.
She's pretending she doesn't know me anymore.
Yeah. Well, no, Ashley called us, Lydia, because she was upset by your comments about the player protests during the game yesterday.
Okay, yeah, she was, and so she wants to tell everyone how upset she is. I mean,
basically. What was it that you said, do you think, that maybe set her off? You said that it was cool what these guys were doing during the anthem.
I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm open-minded, and it's their freedom of expression. I just wasn't so offended, but she gets very offended. I think she's just very sensitive because of her husband, and
right.
It's like, sometimes it's kind of like, okay, relax. You know, you're just like projecting a lot. And I understand, you know, and I have family members that are military as well.
Right.
But she makes it seem all the time that it's like, no, but my husband is this, and it's, oh. And it's just, you know, I think she just got herself all riled up. I know she really misses him. And it's just like, I just couldn't deal with it. It's just like, yeah, I get it. He's like, he's fighting, like, my uncles. I have uncles that fought in Vietnam, you know, for our freedom of speech, and people don't really appreciate that. But, I mean, I don't think they were disrespecting the flag by kneeling, you know? It's not like they were burning it. So, I mean, I can't believe that since last night she contacted you guys, and she's still that upset about it.
Yeah, that happens.
And I can't have a counter opinion?
Okay. All right, hang on. That's a great... Okay, hang on 1 second. 340-9595. Can you ladies hang on 1 second? We have some people, as you can imagine, that would like to comment. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.
I also served in the military. So it's not a disrespect to her husband. It's not even a disrespect to the anthem. She's not disrespecting anything. It's just a freedom of expression. Freedom of speech.
Right.
Which we're guaranteed through the Constitution.
Right.
Which we all, any military person that went in the military, that's what they fought for.
That is true. But let me ask you this then. If the players have the freedom of speech, which they do, to kneel during the anthem, doesn't she also have the freedom of speech to say that's disrespectful to my husband?
Yeah, she has that freedom to say that.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, so we're all really in agreement.
Correct. We're all in agreement, but it's just that she shouldn't get mad at her friend for having her own opinion about what's going on.
But she's free to do that under the First Amendment.
That's correct.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Basically, I think I figured out what's wrong here. Everybody's mad because we all just figured out that everyone else has the same rights as each other.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks. Carol from Callahan. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
What'd you want to say, Carol?
Well, I'm disgusted at the whole kneeling deal.
Yeah.
I was raised in a whole different, I guess, generation. I mean, you're probably my age or maybe less. You know, younger than I am.
That depends. But how old are you?
What, we went to school. I'm almost 50.
Oh, okay.
So you probably are younger than me. But in any case, we were raised saying the pledge every day. We stood up. No one would think of sitting down. And it was an American tradition, a custom. And I just find it appalling that people are just so offended. What are we not offended in this world today? I see people coming over here so proud to be an American. That wait 10 years sometimes to become an American, and they're standing for the pledge. But we have ungrateful people, ungracious people that feel like, you know what? Well, today this offends me, so I'm not going to do it. So they just go and make this stupid little tradition now that we've started, and pretty soon these next couple of generations coming along of children are not going to have many rights. Do you understand? They're going to start disappearing because everybody's so offended.
Well, you know,
it goes both ways because you're saying you're offended that they're doing this. So you're just as offended.
What I'm offended is that this is America. If you don't like our flag, you can leave.
Nobody's saying they don't like our flag, though. That's the whole point.
No, it is because you know what? If they're kneeling and they're trying to do it, and they're doing it for attention. Do you know the only NFL team that I've heard of that is not doing that crap is the Cowboys. And hats off to America's team. They truly lived up to their name. Okay.
Well, I'm not a big Cowboys fan, but for a totally different reason. Also, I mean, look, here's the thing. The individual players made choices and some teams made choices. But in the end,
for
attention. But in the end, I mean, here's the thing. Everybody has the right to do or say what they think.
Yes.
You do. And you also have a right to have people look at you like you're a dumbass.
Right. Okay, I know that.
I've been exercising
that right for years. Hey, thanks so much for calling. 3-4. That's my favorite of all the rights. Pat from Orange Park. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Pat, what'd you want to say?
Well, I'm a veteran and I disagree with what they're doing. And if they want to exercise their rights to protest during the anthem, then we can exercise our rights to not watch their shows. Let them play to empty stadiums.
I think they already do play to empty stadiums.
Yeah.
We have a good friend. My wife just wrote to me and said our good friends are protesting the games. Or they're boycotting the games. And I said, can we have their tickets? And she said, no, they want the seats to be empty. And Megan goes, I mean, there's already a lot of empty seats.
There really are.
Hey, thanks so much. In San Francisco last week, before any of this happened, the whole stadium was empty. They couldn't even sell $15 tickets. So I feel like there's other problems.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. Dana from Fleming Island, how are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you guys?
Great. What did you want to say, Dana?
So I'm a naturalized citizen, and I.
Oh, me too. We're twinsies.
Yeah, this is insane. This is completely insane. I would like to know how many of these football players know which article protects their freedom of speech in this country. I want to know how many of them actually know which one it is.
Well, I think it's Article 1.
Well, yeah. Do they know that?
Oh.
Do they know that?
Well,
I want to know how educated. They're just doing
I mean, I would hope so. They all went to college, so hopefully they know at least the First Amendment.
People that don't know who the vice president is when you're walking on the street of interview, and they don't know who Reagan is. They don't know who Nixon is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I don't know what it has to do with kneeling during the anthem.
I'm really confused.
Vice President Pence is like, whoa, leave me out of this.
Yeah.
This is Sunny. Sunny, good morning. Hi, what'd you want to say?
Hi, I just wanted to say that I think we're setting a terrible example for all of our kids. We are showing that it's okay to be disrespectful. We're showing that it's okay for us to not show respect for people that have sacrificed everything.
Yeah. And I mean, I have two kids who are really into football, and you know, we were watching the games yesterday because we bet money on it on them, and we wanted to make sure we were winning. But also, and, you know, and then they said, you know, I had to explain to them. I said, look, these people are choosing not to stand, which they have a right to do, but we feel that you should stand and respect the anthem, and I would expect you and your sister to do the same. And they seemed to understand that.
Right.
And then the Jaguars started winning, and it really, like, we couldn't think of anything. We're like, what the hell is happening? it was really shocking for another reason. Hey, right. thanks so much for calling, Sonny. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, Lydia, look, a lot of people are saying you are being very insensitive to your friend, and also they don't agree that it's okay to disrespect the flag. And, you know, the fact that her husband is fighting, I mean, that's difficult for a lot of women, you know, to deal with.
And you know, I respect and appreciate their opinion, their freedom of speech. I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm still kind of in shock that, like, Ashley hasn't let this go, but I know her. And yeah. Yes, I mean, what can I say?
Yeah. Okay. You listen to the show. You know that there's much smaller issues that people hold on to for much longer.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, hopefully we can all get over this very quickly. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Hang on one second, ladies. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.